So welcome everybody to our research roundtable for Wednesday, March 8th, 2023. I'm super excited about today's guest, who is one of the newest members of our Cause of America team, who some of you guys know from state calls and all of that. Vico. Vico, how do you pronounce your last name? Is it Bertoli?
You got it right on the first try. So just ignore
the G. I am half Italian, I'm half Italian and I love food, so I kind of know how to pronounce a lot of Italian things.
Oh yeah, those are the two prerequisites.
Awesome. So I'm going to let Vico introduce himself, tell you a little bit about how he, you know, what he's been working on and what his background is and how he came to be part of the Cause of America team. And then Vico is going to talk to us about National Change of Address database. And I know it doesn't look like Russ is on yet, but I know Russ is coming on. Hey, and there's Colonel Sean Smith joining us today as well. And Vico, I'm going to spotlight you.
Sure. And as a disclaimer, it might be a side view because I have multiple monitors here, but I figured I'll throw the camera on anyway. And at a minimum, I'm dressed for a Senate job, U.S. Senate job. We have I'm from Pennsylvania, so we have John Fetterman now in the Senate. I know everyone's really excited about that. So he popularized the hoodie in politics, I guess.
All right, take it away, Vico.
Yeah, let me go ahead. I'm going to pull up the presentation. I actually have a slide in here about me, for better or worse. So, hey, everyone. Probably good morning for most everyone here, or good afternoon for those on the East Coast. My name is Vico Bertoli. Amy, great job pronouncing the last name. In Italy, the G is like a Y, so it's Bertoli. But in the U.S., I just say ignore the G. That's the easiest way. If you see an Italian name with a G in an odd spot, just ignore the G, and probably you'll pronounce it correctly. So I was asked by Amy to put together this presentation. So I put a little disclaimer in here. I was asked on Monday to switch spots. I was supposed to present in April. So there might be a typo in here somewhere, and there might be something that you want to know about that I wasn't able to include or didn't include. So at the very end, there will be some time for a Q&A to be able to cover any of that stuff. And if you see a typo, feel free to just, you know, let me know. And I will try and get that addressed before we share this. So in any event, that's my little disclaimer. Who am I? So I'm a 30-year-old guy from Pennsylvania. I got involved in politics in 2016 after being incredibly agnostic to politics, as most people were prior to 2016. I have a background in software development with a lot of experience with big data. My first foray into voter roll analysis was actually during the 2016 primary election cycle. I had a group from New York reach out to me. And don't throw any rocks or tomatoes at me. It was actually a Democrat group at the time. And they were not a Hillary supporting group. So I was like, that's great. I'll see if I can help you because I really don't want her to win. And everyone remembers the polls back then. So I was like trying to do everything I could. And so they had a bunch of complaints on election day that when people went to vote, they were actually being told that they weren't registered to vote despite having been registered for years. So I did a deep dive. I found a couple of days they were actually purging votes leading up to the primary. I got that data back over to them. And that was just a little stepping stone that I thought, oh, that was a weird coincidence getting pulled into that. You know, that'll probably never happen again. So I went about my merry way and got very involved in Pennsylvania politics, working at the local level, the county level, the statewide level, and even doing a little bit of national stuff. In 2020, I was actually working on a U.S. congressional campaign. So I spent an entire year basically wearing multiple hats on that campaign. For those of you that know Kathy Barnett, it was her congressional run here in Pennsylvania's 4th congressional district.